Good morning. I'm Bill Radke. When defendants are sentenced by judges for their crimes, it's common for them to express their remorse to the judge. Often there are letters of support from the defendant's friends and family. The hope is that with a more complete picture, justice will be doled out empathetically and fairly. And in our electronic culture, sentencing videos are getting more popular. Here's KUOW reporter Patricia Murphy.
Every sentencing comes down to two things, according to attorney Michael Filipovich. Why did this person commit this crime? And why is he not going to do it again?
And often you can do that in writing, and you can do it with just still photographs, with letters from individuals. But sometimes to really get that story across, the video, the interviews, really can drive home a particular point.
Filipovich has been a federal public defender for more than two decades. He says sometimes video helps create context that can't be drawn out through other media, like in the case of Tommy Sanderson. Sanderson pleaded guilty in 2011 to selling guns and crack cocaine. During his federal sentencing, his attorney presented a video to the court that showed Sanderson coaching Special Olympics soccer players. Also, Sanderson's girlfriend, Camille, talked about how they committed crimes because they were addicted to drugs, how they decided to stop using drugs on their own.
But when we finally decided to stop, we were living in a car. We were living in his car on the same block as the dope house, parked in front of an abandoned house. We lived there for like a month, and it just got to a point where it's like, are we just gonna do this like our whole lives, or are we gonna do something better?
She's tearful, but not overly dramatic. The video, and many like it, are straightforward, with no special effects or music. That's because it's important that the tone of the video convey not only respect for the court, but respect for the crime that's been committed.
We know our audience. I mean, this is not an unsophisticated audience, which is another reason why we don't use these in all our cases.
Filipovich says his office is judicious about using sentencing videos. Just 17 in the last 3 years. That's a pretty small percentage of cases, considering the office handles more than 500 new clients a year. There are production companies that specialize in producing the videos, which are also used by prosecutors and personal injury attorneys. But here in Seattle, at the Federal Public Defender's Office, they're produced in-house. The team of paralegals and an investigator who make them took film and screenwriting classes to help with production and storytelling. They've learned some lessons.
One thing we do look at very carefully in the editing process is the length of the video.
Filipovich says videos used to be nearly 20 minutes long. Too long, he says. The videos now run about 8 minutes. In Sanderson's video, his brother Richard talks about how much their relationship has improved since his brother has been clean. Towards the end of the video, Sanderson appears to say he's off drugs and to take responsibility for his crimes.
Whatever the judge gives me, I just got to face consequences of what I did. Hopefully he sees that I'm not like a big threat or whatever to society, but I still did the crime, you know, so whatever happens, I just got to deal with it. I'm not going to run away or nothing.
Sanderson appears remorseful, but there's something else, something that wouldn't be apparent in a letter. The way his mom is softly holding onto his arm. The way she nods as he speaks to affirm his statements. Next to her is his dad with his arm around his mom. The Sandersons present a picture of a good, solid, supportive family. It all leads back to those two questions. Why did this person commit this crime? And why is he not going to do it again?
And if you can answer those two questions for the judge, you go a long way from the defense side of trying to get the judge to really understand your client and give a sentence that's not greater than necessary for sentencing purposes. And I think the videos really, really help with that in some cases.
In Sanderson's case, it did. The prosecutor recommended a sentence of 48 months. In the end, Sanderson was sentenced to 36 months and 3 years supervision. He now lives at home with his parents. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.